Depending on how long some of us have been going to daily Mass, you may have noticed a certain pattern in the readings. On a feast day or a saint day, there's a couple options, right? You can take the reading of the day, or you can take the reading for the saint, or whatever kind of saint he was, a pastor, a martyr, a virgin, a religious, a pope, different readings for that. On weekdays, we don't have options. The reading is given to us. There are no choices the priest can make. I say all that today because today is unique, and if you have the Magnificat, if you have the Missal, you may have noticed there are two options for today's first reading from Ephesians chapter 5. Why? Why two options? We read option one, the longer form, but there's also a shorter form that's given. Why is that? To avoid this kind of awkward at times and possibly confusing, scripture from St. Paul to the Ephesians. I like to call it the elbow reading, right? Where wives and husbands, as they sit next to each other and listen to the encouragement or the challenge from St. Paul, elbow each other so as to say, come on, listen to scripture. But isn't it funny that even the church finds this reading so awkward that it provides an option so as to avoid it? I'm feeling gutsy this morning, so let's not avoid it. Let's see, what is St. Paul getting at here? Let's see, is he just some antiquated old person from the first century? Or what does he offer us today in the 21st century? The reason that this reading is so confusing is it says, wives should be subordinate to their husbands, and that the husband is head of his wife, and that wives should be subordinate to their husbands in everything. What's St. Paul getting at? In order to understand it, we have to understand one Greek word. The word is subordinate. We have to understand the Greek, but I won't get into that. I'll try to explain it. Wives, be subordinate to your husbands. Be submissive to your husbands. That does not mean, honey, get me the remote. Honey, get me some ice cream. Honey, do this. Doesn't mean that. What it means is, wives, put yourself under the mission of your husband. That word subordinate means to put yourself under the mission of another. What does that mean? That we as husbands must have a mission for our family. That we as husbands have to have a responsibility, that I have people that are entrusted to my care, and I have a tremendous responsibility to them and for them and in this family. And it's the job of my wife to put herself under my mission, which is to pass on the faith and get my family to heaven. That's what it means. That wives are to entrust themselves to the mission of their husband. What does that imply, according to St. Paul? The husbands need to have a mission. And it's the mission of faith. The mission of introducing people and their family to a relationship with Christ. This reading is not actually challenging for women. I think it's more challenging for men. Because it says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. How did Christ love the church? He gave himself up for her. He went to the cross for her. He put the Father's will in front of his will. St. Paul, I think, knew what he was talking about when he was trying to encourage men and husbands to have a certain mission. And whatever is getting in the way of that mission, to set that aside, to prefer nothing to the love of Christ, to do God's will and no one else's. May we as men understand the mission that we're given, and may our wives have tremendous confidence that Christ is working through their husband, and that he himself has a mission, and that we're in this together. Amen.